Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called I Am Awesome. Was that how it should sound? How should it sound? I am awesome! Is that better? Yeah, all right. It was written by Garcelle Bouvet and Sebastian A. Jones, and it's illustrated by James C. Webster. And it's read today by Mommy and... Is that who you are today? Love it. Mommy and Here we go. I am awesome at being a superhero. And in the picture we see a couple superheroes. One of them is flying, one of them is dashing, running fast as she can. Like, look at me, Mom. I can leap over the couch, says the boy, and now we can see him in his normal clothes, and he is very good at jumping. And there is, I think, his sister, right? Yeah. And she says, I said, watch this, Mommy, I'm no slouch. She's got a fist in the air, she's exercising, it looks like. I think her mom is really proud of her. What do you think? Yeah. I can run faster than a rocket or train, and if I fall, I get up and I do it again. Are you watching? I never give up. Well, that is so exciting. If you are a little kid who never gives up, that's fantastic. The two of them are pretty awesome, and they say it. I am awesome. I am awesome at being brave, says another little girl. And she's in her room, and it's dark. But she looks brave to me. What do you think? Like, when the light goes click, and I hear creaking doors, but there are no monsters that creep on all fours. And in her room, she can see there are shadows of things, but should she be afraid of anything in her room? No, because there's no monsters in her room. It's just shadows. No creatures or ghosts that go bump in the night, but if there were, I'd hug them with all of my might. Because we can see in the pictures there were some shadows that looked kind of scary, but they belonged to some frogs. Looks like maybe her pet frogs, because maybe she's a frog fan. Yeah. Squeeze, I am not afraid of the dark, she says. I am awesome. She is awesome. Oh, now here are some other kids. I am awesome at playing games. Like, I've nearly finished, Dad. Just one more game. Oh, in the picture we can see she's got some friends over. And I think they're playing some kind of like race cart video game. We must beat this level or be totally lame, they say. Well, I don't think that's true. Sometimes you don't beat all the levels. But I do think it's fun that they're playing together. We've done all our homework and raked all the leaves and finished our chores and played make-believe. I've got the highest score. I always try my best. Oh, that's important. Do you know what they're doing here? They wanted to play video games. So first, they did their homework and they did their chores and they played outside, had some fresh air and some sunshine. And then they sat down to play video games, because it's important that you do all of those other things too for your bodies and for your part of the family. We all participate in helping take care of the house, right? Because we all live in the house. But it is fun to sit down and play video games. I agree. I am awesome. Now, look at this. I am awesome at being a friend. Like, Nia and I jump rope at our school. 1 foot hop. We are so cool. I think Nia's the friend who likes the frogs because I can see some of her frogs are with them. And they are, they're jumping rope. And he says, with Ravi, I share my favorite toy. Teaching Spanish to Jay is such a great joy. Best friends forever. I always have fun. I am awesome. Oh, that is so cool. We can see that this kid, the thing that makes him special is what a great friend he is. And you know, I've noticed each one of these kids has something that makes them special. Running, or not being afraid of the dark, or being a good friend, or playing cool video games. I am so awesome. One day I'll be king, president, or queen of some marvelous thing. But for now, I'll be awesome at being me. So we can see all the kids, all of them, have something that makes them special. I fence with my foils and fool all my foes, says one kid. And have you ever taken a fencing lesson? When I say fence, I don't mean the kind of fence that's in the backyard. No, I mean the kind of sword that one of the Three Musketeers would use, or a knight in shining armor. And then this kid's doing what? Magic, right? And he's pulling a hat out of a frog out of a hat, and he says, I conjure tricks in tuxedos and bows. And this girl says, I dance on my tiptoes in tutus of pink. She's got her frogs with her. And this girl says, I ride on my bike as quick as a wink. And this girl says, I rock the triangle in the school band. And this one, I can draw dragons with my left hand. Oh, some kids write with their left hand. Some kids write with their right. I stand up for my pals when they're teased, this boy says. And this one says, I love... Oh, good point. We can see who he's standing up for. There's a girl who's standing there next to him. And he says, she's on our team. Yeah.
What do you think the kid... What do you think?
I don't know, but it's good to stand up. Maybe he's saying, who's this kid? She's playing by herself? Because it doesn't look like he was saying something very kind. It says that I stand up for my pals when they're teased. But our friend has got her. He's like, nope, she's my friend. I'll protect her. And then on the next page, we see another kid who's blowing out some birthday candles. And he says, I love being adopted. My parents chose me. And that is really cool.
I am awesome, just like you. Tell us what makes you awesome, too.
And then we can see all the kids in their superhero costumes. So what makes you special? What makes you awesome? Do you know what your superpower is? Have you thought about it? Maybe it's time to start thinking. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.